From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. A judge's ruling means Missouri's last abortion clinic will stay open for at least 10 more days. As Sarah Fintum reports, Circuit Court Judge Michael Stelzer has ordered the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to decide whether to renew the St. Louis clinic's license by June 21st.
The state didn't renew the clinic's license after several independent clinicians declined to be interviewed as part of the annual inspection. Planned Parenthood sued the state. Lawyers called the inspection process an open-ended investigation and a violation of proper licensing procedures. The judge said without a firm decision from the state, Planned Parenthood couldn't appeal to the Administrative Hearing Commission. That's a government board that solves regulatory disputes. Colleen McNicholas is an OBGYN at the clinic. She says she doesn't know whether the ruling means the state will make additional inspections now.
We're sort of in completely uncharted territory right now, and we have seen that the Department of Health feels like they can navigate this in whatever way they want to.
The judges kept the clinic's license in place until he makes another ruling. I'm Sarah Fintum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Black drivers in Missouri are 91% more likely than white motorists to be pulled over by police, according to a new report. Data released by the Attorney General shows disparities are sometimes even greater when only comparing stops of local residents. The 2018 report comes nearly 5 years after Ferguson protesters drew national attention to longstanding concerns about police treatment of Black communities. Legislation aimed at making in-home daycare safer is one gubernatorial signature away from being law. Jason Rosenbaum reports on how the bill had a very long road to Governor Mike Parson's desk.
For more than a decade, lawmakers have been trying to limit the number of children that can be enrolled at an in-home daycare. Under current law, those daycares are limited to 4 kids, but can serve an unlimited number of relatives. Senator Jill Shoup's measure would only allow those daycares to have a maximum of 6 children. The Creve Coeur Democrat says that will encourage more in-home daycares to register with the state.
I think kids are going to be safer in in-home daycare. Period. I mean, that is what our intention was.
Shoup's proposal is widely known as Nathan's Law. It's named after a child who died in 2007 at a Jefferson County in-home daycare. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Columbia Public Schools is considering adjusting its policy on the recording of individualized education program meetings. As it stands, a Missouri School Board Association policy prohibits the recording of IEP and 504 meetings. Several parents came out against the policy at the Columbia Public Schools board meeting last night. Como Special Education PTA President Michelle Roboto says allowing recording would greatly benefit students.
To be able to meaningfully participate in them, to have them meaningfully participate, the recordings would be helpful. Missouri's very behind in this. You know, we're one of the few states that actually prohibits.
The school board did a first reading on the subject and will discuss it further in future meetings. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.